Welcome back, Tokers and Tokettes. Radical Russ here backstage at the Seattle Hemp Fest, the 25th anniversary. Backstage at Main Stage, and we just had the 420 break, and everybody's feeling irie. Joining me back here, we've got Allison Drayson. She's with Etalooz, and you're the CEO, correct?
I am.
Fantastic. So tell us what Etalooz is all about.
Etalooz started as a medical cannabis edible company about like 2010. And we were very conscious of our ingredients and of our starting product and using labels that are FDA. You know, we really wanted to, we were one of the first to stand out with our like FDA required labels. And so now we are in a limbo situation now because medical is over in Washington State. And so we are looking to partner up with a current processor to get our edibles on the recreational market.
Are there moves on this new hybrided recreational medical thing that they're Frankensteining together here in Washington? Anything as far as your regulations as labeling goes?
No. Well, the new market, there's nothing, there's no cannabis to even make medical at this point because it just started July 1st.
Okay.
So it's going to take, you know, it takes a while to grow a plant.
This is like the start over.
This is the start over. But you know, one of the sad things is like the medical community that we built up here that is now, it's like we're homeless. And we've all kind of like, you know, having to find other areas within the community that's, it's the new community of cannabis.
Yes. Wow, it's going to be a lot of change going on here in Washington State for a long time, it seems like. One of the hazards of going first, perhaps.
You know, I have such mixed feelings about
it.
I
think we all do. I think it's like, well, we wanted to stop arresting people, but
I get it. And, you know, and I definitely don't want our prisons, like, filled with plant prisoners because it's such a waste of money and resources. But I also see that, like, the loss of a community that we built up over the last, you know, 5-6 years is just, you know, it's sad. Even those who have already gone on into the new regulated system are having issues with, you know, being torn of what to do. So it's been fascinating to observe it all.
It's an interesting study, too, being in the Pacific Northwest, and I'm based in Portland. We legalized 2 years later, and at least from what I hear from the people in the medical community, doing a far better job of the integration and the rollout. Why? They're both Pacific Northwest states. They both had similar medical marijuana laws. Why the difference?
I have no idea, but you guys are much more progressive down there in Oregon. You get your home grows. I mean, you're not without issues.
Yeah, they cut them down a bit.
But I'd like to think that in Oregon that they looked at the mistakes that Washington made and are trying to do it better. That's all I can hope. And at this point, it's the best model that's out there.
Well, thank you. I tend to agree. Oregon's doing it really well. Aside from our Eastern Oregon compromise, I'm not too fan of that. Too much of a fan of that. But
I don't know the full laws of Oregon. I just know that there's a lot of people who are migrating down to Oregon because they find that they can still serve patients in an economical way and in a positive way, and that your laws are so much easier to deal with down there.
Well, I'm hoping what happens is there ends up being this cross-border competition. And when
I thought there already was.
Well, and as people, these best talents start to flee south, maybe that starts to change.
You guys
some
are
lines.
Getting lots of good growers that I know are coming down.
No kidding.
Super and great hash makers too.
Yes, we are. We're speaking with Allison Drayson. She's with Etalooz. Is it Etalooz?
Etalooz.
Just Etalooz.
Yeah.
Okay.
So the name actually came from my grandparents. My grandmother was Ethel, and my grandfather was Lou. And I'm from the South, from Charleston. And so I took all my grandma's recipes, and that's how I started my edible company. So I took their two names and combined them to form Etalooz.
Yeah. So do you still have relatives in the South?
My family is very entrenched. I'm like an eighth generation Southern.
Wow.
Some point. I liberalized.
Yeah. So that's always interesting to me. I'm from Idaho and had to leave my whole family behind because I couldn't stay there and keep out of jail. Being from all the way across the country, has that been difficult for you?
Hell no.
No?
Hell, you know, my parents have been really supportive. You know, they see the good work that I did in the medical community, and they just, it's like I use the opportunity to educate them about cannabis so that then they go and educate their Southern friends. And like, you know, every time I go home, they're like, oh, did you bring anything from the West Coast? I'm like, I don't know about all that. There might be something in the freezer.
That would be a crime, wouldn't it?
It would totally be a crime. I would never do that, ever.
Illegal.
I'm so law-abiding. I guess I get the feel that, like, those people deserve medicine, too.
Sure.
And it's really hard being on the West Coast where, you know, you can get medicine anywhere you need some decent medicine. And the fact that those people are sick, too, don't they deserve to have access to the plant?
Yeah. What's changing a lot of minds, I find, are the edibles and even more so the topicals. I've been telling people, you want to legalize marijuana, get grandma a topical.
That's how I started with my family. My dad had bad knees, and I got him some cannabis basics, getting her a little plug there. And he's like, oh my God, it works. And now he'll be like, send me some more of that shit.
Yeah.
You know, because it's CBD, so it's very low THC, and it's a HABA product that can be shipped across the country.
There you go. I got the chance to catch Representative Dana Rohrabacher at the Capitol when he admitted to his use of a topical. And the follow-up on that is that he has reported numbers of his colleagues, he won't say who, but numbers of his colleagues in the House who are now asking about, well, hey, tell me about this topical thing.
I actually work with a lot of ex-NFL players because I work, I've met them through High Times, and so I help them find topicals that are helpful for their aches and pains post, you know, football.
Is that with Gridiron Cannabis?
No. It's just like I've met them through private means, and they don't want to get involved in actual cannabis because of their endorsements, but they want the pain relief that cannabis can offer them in a topical. Topicals are super hot.
Yeah.
I think that they are definitely going to be the way of getting more people open to the idea of the plant.
Yeah, absolutely. On the edible side of this, I was speaking with someone earlier about how it was kind of... Edibles were kind of the surprise for a lot of us, both on the prohibition side and on our side, as to A, how popular they were, and B, how much they'd become part of the prohibitionist repertoire against us, particularly with the little kids and the overdoses and the ERs. Give me your thoughts on the edibles, and I know you have some tips on overdose
prevention. You know, I've been hearing a lot of people talking publicly about that there are no antidotes for THC.
Yeah.
But Ethan Russo in the British Journal of Pharmacology in 2012 wrote about antidotes using terpenes such as limonene or pinene. Limonene can be found in orange juice, in lemonade, pinene, pistachios, pine nuts. I always keep those in my house in the event, like, because there have been times when I've eaten the wrong capsule of THC, and it turns out it's, like, you know, way higher. Drink a little bit of lemonade, and I can honestly attest that it works.
Wow.
In the High Times house, that's how I started to piece it together. In the judge's house, they would have lemonades, orange juice, the pine nuts, and the pistachios, and I had asked Elise McDonough, who I saw you interview earlier, I had asked her why, and so it all came full circle with the knowledge that I learned from Ethan and what they were doing at High Times. So I always recommend to people, if they get too uncomfortable, whether it be with concentrates or edibles or even just smoking flower, keep those things handy. Everyone has orange. You can go to the corner store and make sure you have orange juice.
Sure.
You know.
And, you know, the only other remedy that I'd heard like this was peppercorns.
Well, you can sniff pepper, but it's so much easier to orange juice. I mean, pepper is a little weird. You know, that's the beta-carotene, in the black pepper that helps with the mitigation of the delta 9s, like the limonene and the pinene. More people need to know that there are antidotes, and I feel that especially in areas where the prohibition is strong, if they knew that there were some tools that they can use, if their kid gets a hold of cannabis somehow, you know, these are easy home remedies.
Yeah. But now I have the dread realization that the lemonade I've been having at lunch has been killing my heart.
It is. It does. In the same way that having a high CBD also mitigates the effect of the Delta 9. So I actually know people who can tolerate higher levels of THC because they are ingesting CBD in their daily regimen. If you're mitigating the effects of your Delta 9 when you're drinking lemonade or orange juice with your cannabis intake.
And going the other direction, mangoes.
Mangoes will get you even higher.
Yeah.
And isn't that amazing how terpenes can work that way? I love terpenes are my favorite. Like, it's just amazing the synergistic effect that they have with the THC.
Yeah.
It's the awesome, wonderful thing about our plant, the cannabis plant.
And this gets referred to, Dr. Gupta refers to it as the entourage effect. Others have called it the entourage effect as well, but I think that's maybe where the mainstream heard of that term. And that's a big part of it, these terpenes. And I'm starting to find now people that are extracting terpenes from other plants.
They are.
And adding them to their cannabis
they
products.
They are. And you know, I actually took a class at Bastyr on essential oils.
Okay.
And we learned that it's non-toxic. You know, there are some people out there who say it should only be cannabis-derived. I feel for patients, cannabis-derived terpenes are important for them to get that synergistic effect. But if you're on the recreational market, I don't feel like that there's a problem with the products of terpenes that come from other plants.
Yeah.
You know, there's also the synthetic, the compounded terpenes that are made in a lab.
Yeah.
Everyone has their own perspective of that.
It's fascinating how
But
much
they are selling them.
Oh, yeah, they are.
They are selling them isolated, and they're selling them for very expensive, for 10 drops. Very, very, like $100 for 10 drops.
What? That's crazy. All right. Allison Drayson, CEO of Etalooz. Give out some contact information, any of the other online or plugs.
You can find me on Instagram at Etalooz, and you can find me on Facebook at Etalooz, or you can hook up with us at Etalooz@gmail.com. And that's Etalooz@gmail.com. Or on Instagram and Facebook. Thank you.
Lou like Alcindor, not like Abbott. There's my incredibly dated references.
Thank you so much. This has been fun.
Thank you, Allison. And we're going back to Seattle Hemp Fest because this weed ain't going to smoke itself.